Welcome to the Quantum Light Breath. Before we actually begin, make sure that you won't be disturbed. Make sure that you are properly seated. This means that your back should be straight. You can sit on a straight back chair if you like. Sofas are not so good. You can sit on a cushion on the floor. This is fine. But your buttocks should be a little bit higher than your knees. If you're sitting in a position of meditation. However, any way that allows you to keep your back straight will be fine. Keeping the back straight allows the lungs to be accessed, and this is the important thing, so that you feel as if your lungs are totally available to you. Keep your head up. Make sure that your clothing is loose and comfortable. If in doubt at all, then loosen it up still more, especially around the hips, the waist, and the chest. I'm just watching the breath now for a moment. Not doing anything to it, but just watching it, not trying to influence it. Just getting in touch with what it's doing right now at this moment. Be aware of how much of your body moves as you breathe. Be aware of how much of your lungs you're using. And especially be aware if you're breathing down what we call into the belly or up into the chest. In this breathing, we want to breathe down into the belly. Of course, we don't breathe into the belly, but this is a way of saying that we're breathing deeply into the lower part of the lungs, which in turn pushes the belly out. So just watching the breath, but allowing the lower belly to relax. Allowing that entire area to become very, very soft. Just making space now for your lungs to breathe in. And just observing the rest of your lungs to see if there's any tension, any place at all that you can let go of. And if you can, doing that. What we want to do is make space around the lungs so that the lungs have space in which to expand. And now just imagining, if you would, that your tongue is a conduit, like a pipe, that doesn't stop at the throat but goes all the way down to your pubic bone. And just imagine that as you inhale through the tip of your tongue, and the air goes all the way down to your pubic bone, where it is released. And the effect of that is that it pushes the belly out. What we're really doing is breathing into the lower part of our lungs when we do this. So just sending the air down to the lower part of your lungs, so that each time you breathe in, your belly pushes out a bit, your navel moves outward, and as you exhale, pulling your belly in a bit. We want to stay with this principle during all of the breathing, of breathing into the belly. Now for a few breaths. Breathe first into the belly, but take in as much air as you possibly can, filling your lungs just as full as you can so that you feel their potential, so that you feel how much air you can actually take in. It sort of gets rid of the wrinkles also to some degree. Just feel how much air you can take in, but keeping the belly relaxed. This is the way to take in the most amount of air, by keeping the belly relaxed, not straining up in the upper chest, but relaxing the lower belly. Breathing is basically passive. All you really have to do is let go of the air, and new air will come in if you let the lungs remain relaxed. And now continue to take full deep breaths, first into the belly, but without straining, without making a tremendous effort. Let it be an easy, natural, enjoyable breathing. Breathing first into the belly, then up into the chest. And you don't need to fill your chest, but always do fill your belly. And breathing now in such a way that there are no gaps, that you don't stop. This means that as soon as your lungs are almost full, you turn that around very gently and start to breathe out. As soon as your lungs are empty, you turn that around and start to breathe in. So that the breathing becomes a circular motion rather than an in and out. Just allowing each breath to be full and deep. And filling your lungs to about 90 to 95% of their capacity, but without straining. Without stopping. Just so the breathing in and out feels like one continuous motion. And as you continue to breathe this way, I can tell you about the breathing. And you don't have to really listen to me. Keep your awareness focused on the breath itself. Whatever happens, keep your awareness focused on the breath itself. And just know that what you need to understand intellectually, you will absorb. As you breathe, you are adding a surplus of oxygen to your bloodstream and therefore to your entire body. The body needs oxygen in order to survive. And gradually, over the years, we are taking in less and less oxygen. So we really need to make an effort to get enough oxygen. But if we take in more oxygen than we actually need, we take in a surplus, we have added benefits. We become more alive in every way. We become balanced. The right and left hemispheres of the brain become balanced. And in this state of balance, those things which throw the body or any part of our being out of balance must be expelled. So you're putting yourself more and more into balance as you breathe. And you will be expelling anything that could bring your body out of harmony. Breathing deeply into the belly, not focusing on my words, but knowing that my words will be received. Trying to make each breath as complete and as total as you possibly can. Another thing that the breathing will do is it will stir up old memories, old pains, old hurts. It will stir up old anger, old sadness, old frustrations. It will stir up old thought forms, old physical pains. If you can take the attitude that these things are not really happening at the moment, but are just memories bubbling up to the surface, they will be released. So as these things happen, don't hold on to them. Don't become fascinated with them. Don't try to deal with them. Just simply breathe. Keep your awareness focused on the breathing. Let the message to your subconscious be that these things which are coming up are simply not important. If they are important, they'll remain. But taking your interest and your focus away from these things as they come up and keeping that focus and interest on the breath, allowing the breath to be that which is important. Breathing very deeply and fully now with each breath. Breathing deeply and fully with each breath. And already you may be feeling certain physical sensations that you don't normally feel. You may be feeling numbness someplace in the body, around the lips perhaps, the tip of the nose, the ends of the fingers. Just allow those things to be there, but don't give them any attention. Just learn to accept and focus on the breath. Whatever happens, whatever comes up, focusing on the breath. Just simply focusing on the breath, knowing that you're doing your physical body a wonderful favor, that each time you breathe in, you're sending fresh energy, fresh vitality to every single cell in your body, and especially to the brain, which is the biggest user of oxygen. This breathing will increase your intelligence by feeding the brain the food that it needs the most, which is oxygen. You'll also be discharging any toxins that don't belong in the body. Not that this will all happen in this particular sitting, but as you continue the breathing, this will be happening. Anything that creates addictions will be expelled. You're making your body stronger and healthier as you take in more oxygen. Your organs functioning smoothly and easily with this additional nourishment. And at the energy level, you're increasing your aura, your energy field. You probably will be feeling this soon if you aren't already noticing it. You may be feeling bigger. This is because your energy field is actually increasing. Each breath you're taking in more air than you actually need. Now that you've established your rhythm, you can increase the tempo if you feel to. You can breathe more strongly if you feel to do that. The important thing, however, is that each breath is full and deep.